Brainstorming an Honest Death.
Brainstorming with Howard. I'm Brandon.
I'm Dan.
I'm Mary.
And I'm in for it.
All right.
I'm actually looking forward to this.
Okay, let's do
it. Let me start with three sort of setting pitches. You guys pick the one that interests you the most.
Okay.
The first is the horrible, filthy story set in
yes.
the... Yes. Mary's
got
soul.
Mary.
Set in a near future that is in many ways very similar to ours. There has been a technological advance in which we all, instead of carrying phones, we all have implants.
Okay.
And a serial stalker has multiple restraining orders against him, and the way restraining orders are applied is via your implant. The people who you are stalking can always track you, or who you were stalking, who have restraining orders against mm-hmm. you, know where you are, and if you get within 300 meters of them, you feel pain.
Okay.
And this character gets off on pain.
Okay. So masochist with, okay.
Masochist who has found a way to always get his fix.
Okay.
So that's pitch number one. And yes, that it can be a horrible, filthy, terrible story. pitch number two, a pharmacy company, you know, big medical company, has for the last couple of years, been researching how to make money off the fact that this drug, this treatment they're about to release will effectively make people immortal.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that it will disrupt society. They know it will make a mess. But they're trying to do everything they can to minimize the impact so that society will survive the change. And he's up in his office and death appears to him.
Okay.
Death shows up and I'll say more about that if that interests
okay.
you at all. And the third one is based on the principle of electronic voice phenomena, which is ghost hunters will, you know, hunt with microphones and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they don't hear any voices or anything while they're at the site, and then they listen to the tapes after the fact, and they will often hear voices that none of them heard before, saying things that you can actually hear and understand. And I've heard some of these on Tom Carr's mm-hmm. Tapes, Wasatch Paranormal
they
Investigators.
Can be surprisingly easy to understand.
Surprisingly easy
creepy.
To understand and really creepy when nobody else on the tape reacts to it and you realize, yeah, that was not somebody saying that because somebody else mm-hmm. would have responded. And basically the story is we have a couple of ghost hunters and one of them has decided to kill the other. Is going to commit a murder, and the EVPs, and they're doing some listening on site, the EVPs are trying to warn the guy who is about to be a murder victim of the impending treachery.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like both the second two better than the first,
yes,
personally.
Likewise.
That's think, good, because I don't like writing about the first guy, which is why that story has been abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I like the middle one the best, I think. That's the one that has me the most intrigued right now.
I think I also lean towards the middle one,
okay.
mostly because, only because I feel like it's going to play to your strengths and be funny.
Mm-hmm. Dark funny, but
dark
funny.
Dark funny, but funny. That there's more potential for comedy in there.
Right.
Plus, I also really like the juxtaposition of...
So, plays to Howard's strengths a lot. The middle one, I will agree.
Yeah.
The middle one's probably one we should do. I think I like the third story the best, personally.
I am happy to
yeah.
play
but...
to what you guys don't think are my strengths. I would like an opportunity to write against type, and writing something that where there is maybe some character humor in it, but it's a horror story.
I would love to have a horror story from you that is also funny.
Yeah, which.
Yeah,
which
but if he wants to do something that's
yeah.
not a comedy, then let's do something that's not a comedy.
Okay.
Right. But yeah, so, I mean, you guys pick.
Well,
I will say that the other thing that appeals to me about number two. Is I like the juxtaposition of, you know, high technology with this very with this mythic element,
mm-hmm.
And I think that can be fun.
Okay, yeah. Let's go with it.
And there's ways to do that that aren't really very funny at all. So
the eve of the man about to release, the CEO about to release immortality drug gets a visit from Death.
Yep.
Who's going to what? Try to talk him out of it.
And yes, Death. The scene that I have written that you know sort of talked me into this is Death explaining to him, if you release this, everybody you know, the whole board of directors, everybody who is close to you, will die in the next 7 days. I will personally guarantee that. So you have to not release this. And he says, well, you got to make me a counteroffer, because right now all you're doing is threatening me. And I don't take kindly to threatening. So that was my setup. My thought on this is that Death, the hooded figure that we see, is an extra-dimensional race. It's not just one dude that feeds off of the passing of our spirits from this life into the next one. And okay. If that stops happening naturally, they will have to start harvesting.
Okay.
And if they have to start harvesting, then that's actually something they don't want to do for some reason or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be, for example, this is a nice horrific way to go, that they can't. Part of his threat is, if you make everyone immortal, we're going to make you our harvester. You will personally be responsible for making sure people.
How could they force it?
The reason that they don't want to do this is because they have experience with harvesting before, which was the Black Plague.
Yeah, or something like that. Hey, a little bit of a secret history.
A secret
exactly.
history.
Exactly. That's
mm-hmm. yes, and that
a secret history element would be fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that they very nearly over-harvested the Earth.
And his people are not good at restraining themselves.
Right.
But and so he's like, he could even be like I've been around for a long time. I am more restrained, but if the floodgates open, the common people will just take, and if it stops coming, they'll get so hungry, they will break through.
Yeah,
one of the horrific the mythos elements, I was thinking about, what is the nature of the human soul? The nice version is mm-hmm. the energy state change when we die. The uh-huh. release of the spirit is what they are harvesting. The spirit itself escapes into whatever
right.
it needs to.
Yeah.
The not nice one is that when they feed, the spirit is damaged, and it's actually painful and torturous. Uh-huh. If you are one of those people who is unfortunate enough to see death
yeah.
when you are dying, you don't have an afterlife to look forward to.
Uh-huh. Or it's... you're going to be tortured for a while.
Or you're going to be tortured mm-hmm. for a while, yeah.
yeah.
It's and I wasn't sure...
Yep.
Well, I mean, I know which one I like better, because I prefer happy endings.
Where do you want to go? Because the first one allows you to maintain the mystique of death. We are an extra-dimensional race. We don't know what happens to the spirit. Like an atom being split, there's energy release, and we feed on that. Then the spirit goes somewhere.
Okay. No, that appeals to me. The uh-huh. maintaining the mystique of the beyond,
yeah.
and that they are feeding
yeah.
off of...
the passage itself.
Yeah, feeding mm-hmm. off of the passage. Brain cramped. There has to be a reason why them harvesting is problematic. I mean,
yeah.
I like
the
overfishing sort of...
It could be that that it's a very drug-like reaction for them, and that they have to restrain themselves constantly to avoid becoming addicted to it. And if they have to actively start harvesting us, then the likelihood of addiction becomes much worse. And you could even go further into secret history and say, some of these people that your culture considers serial killers, those are actually us who've gone rogue and are just complete drug addicts of death.
More secret history while I'm thinking of it that would be cool is if someone, Black Plague, someone actually discovered the secret of immortality. They created whatever, the Philosopher's Stone, whatever it is
yeah,
they're
I was
trying.
Just looking to see where Ponce de
yeah.
Leon fell, and unfortunately not someplace useful in the timeline.
But you could find something in that timeline,
yeah.
I think. You could be like,
yeah.
this scientist, whoever's alive at the time, there's going to be somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
alchemy's around.
Work,
depending on
yeah.
the length of the story, I could
yeah.
still work Ponce de Leon in there.
Right.
We have our protagonist, our corporate guy, says, wait,
yeah.
you mean like Ponce de Leon and the Fountain of Youth. Mm-hmm. And, oh yes, that was a nice cover story. But it actually happened, yeah. You know, during the Black Plague with this dude that
or
never
it could
heard
just be yeah. Ponce de Leon did, I mean, all this happened. They came to him and made the same deal. And he's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
You could actually start, before Death Shows Up with that piece and say, you know, we, in our research found that, you know, scientist, whoever was close to the secret of immortality and then didn't take the next step. And then yeah. Death shows up and says, actually, he did. That's what caused the Black Plague.
All right.
So the counteroffer,
mm-hmm.
sorry, is that Death says, yeah, so counteroffer is I'll let you use it and I'll yeah. introduce you to this secret cabal of immortal people.
You get to become one of the Illuminati, you and your family.
Yes.
You know, I'll give you and 15 okay. people you choose immortality. So it is tempting. Not only do you get immortality, but you get to join this group that is ruling right. your people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to have an upbeat ending. Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, I want to play against type of, the corporation discovers something super right. cool and gets bought off because right. somebody makes a better offer. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, human immortality to actually get released.
Okay.
I want there to be a win scenario, a win-lose scenario, where we win and Death loses.
I like that. That's mm-hmm. very much okay. not where anyone expects us to
so
go.
So the mm-hmm. way that we've presented this, we could have, you know, Death leave, and the guy at that point reveals the twist that this secret cabal of immortal people who have all been contacted by Death throughout history mm-hmm. has seen this coming and got to the CEO first mm-hmm. and gave him, you know, they're sick of being kind of bullied around by the aliens, and so they've given him some kind of something that'll end the rule.
Okay.
They have, in fact, been working on this
mm-hmm.
through their entire
thing
very long
be
time.
A con job on yeah. the aliens.
Now, here is a thought. If Death and his people need to feed,
mm-hmm.
then and need to feed in order to survive, then they can die.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That piece right there, I mean, this guy's got mm-hmm. a team of scientists behind him. It occurred to me that, you know, maybe he, you know, he makes that connection. Oh, you need to eat to live. Well, if you need to eat to live, then there are things that can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Starvation being one of them. What are
right.
the other things?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look for that. And then when you begin your horrible harvest, we will be armed with, I don't know, space syringes.
Yeah, but if they eat energy, then all you have to do is come up with corrupting a waveform of mm-hmm. some sort. That.
Well, and I love this idea that, you know, that this was all pre-planned, and it may be that, you know, the whole point was to get Death to come and present this guy with the offer.
Okay.
And while he was there, infect him, and he goes back and spreads this infection among the
We're talking
people.
About two different stories here, mm-hmm. and Howard has to make the call between them. The first story is, the whole story is a conversation with Death, and by the end, we have the twist ending,
yeah.
and we've pulled a con on Death.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the conversation has to give us all the foreshadowing with him acting mm-hmm. ignorant that ends up with the con. The second story is, Death shows up, there is a short sequence between them. Guy says, okay, I'll think about it. And then immediately goes into, we've got to find a way around this. And the story is actually problem story. Mm-hmm. We are going to figure out how to defeat these things. And you write a story about that. One is about the conversation. One is about the fight.
If I yeah. am and allowed to write a conversation,
mm-hmm.
I will write and write and write. And you don't get jack for descriptions because all mm-hmm. I do with schlock mercenary is
right.
write dialogue anyway. So mm-hmm. a story that forces me to block action sequences in prose would be more challenging.
Okay.
Now, the first story, I'm not saying that the first story isn't interesting. I love mm-hmm. the first story, but let's crawl out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, well, let me also just raise one other flag about those two while we're thinking about it, which is that those two stories are very different lengths.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. First story is, you can
You could do that in 2,500
first story,
words.
Yeah, first
easy.
Story is 2,500
I was
going to
say 1,500.
Words.
Yeah. You see the fantasy yeah. writer over here versus the more restrained fantasy writer.
But yeah, so we're looking at the
other one's 700.
You're looking at several scenes yeah. of uh-huh. research potentially, but potentially very creepy research scenes, because if he's trying to figure out what they feed on, then he needs to know what energy is released at the point of death, which means he has to do a lot of analyzation of death.
Right, and you have to... The cool thing to direction to go here would be, what are they actually feeding on? What are things like souls? Is there...
He has to contact some ghost hunters.
That could be useful.
And now I've got a whole novel, because I roll in the EVP storyline. Well, and this, fair listener, is where novels come from.
Yeah.
You have a good idea and another good idea, and you realize that when they marry, they have 400,000 pages worth of babies.
Now, if you want to do, though, I'm intrigued by this research of death, because there's actually a lot of kind of folk science that's been done on that. I mean, people have actually calculated the weight of a human soul and things like that.
And I would love to acknowledge the debunking of all of that in one swoop and say, all of that's garbage. Mm-hmm. I got to reach past that. I got to find something else. One of the things that occurred to me is that in order for death to appear, he has to manifest himself in some way, which might make him vulnerable.
Right.
Right.
You know, and that could...
Let me throw out what I've got here. The thing that it is that they're feeding on, they say it's death. It could be the emotion at the moment of death. It could be, you know, like they're saying that, they call themselves death, but that utter panic that a human only fears, because that... Otherwise, we would never know about them. So they have to feed on people who sometimes come back from it. And that's why we have this whole folklore, is because it'll work for them if you think you're going to die, if it's that moment, and then you actually don't, they've still gotten their fix. And so the answer is, he's going to release the immortality drug. You just have it set up. Everyone knows it's coming out. But they tweak the formula to make it, once you take this, you are just like peaceful. It's like he's drugging the whole population. Everybody's going to want this stuff. Deaths can come in. They will commit this genocide, but they will starve anyway. And that's his solution.
Yes, that's horrific.
The starving aliens are probably going to kill every last one of us in desperation.
Well, you know, if you could make the argument that, you know, if you bring out the plague, you're like, this is what we did, and because we got within an inch of death.
What if...
And they came and did this, and there's enough of them to depopulate a country, and he's pulling a, you know, to save the world, I'm going to sacrifice this. Yeah. And I don't know which country it's going to be. I'm not committing the ultimate crime. He is still a noble character, but...
Yeah, he's still going to feel like a monster to me.
Yes, he is.
What if it actually takes an enormous amount of energy for them to cross over into our world? That it's a happy accident that our souls release energy through theirs.
Okay.
And so he realizes that death is in fact bluffing.
Okay.
That there's no way for the entire population to come over and harvest everybody, which is getting rid of the Black Death scenario.
I really like the Black Death thing, though.
I like the Black Death.
The Secret History is great for this.
What are the...
Maybe they're all, when they manifest over here, they all manifest as the size of fleas.
Yes.
Or rats.
Oh, dear.
What is the method of immortality? Is it a drug?
I hadn't really made up my mind. I mean, because I'm a sci-fi guy, it's a mixture of...
If that itself is a form of energy, like an energy wave he can just disperse across the planet... That itself could be tweaked to mess up the aliens.
Yeah.
You have to think about this. We may have to do another session with Howard.
Or
this
actually sit down and, you know, write the story and let it...
See where it takes you.
I went and did an outline last night, so...
Yeah, if she can do it, why can't you?
Yeah, come on.